Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Candace Smitherman, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a big legal win for a Kentucky church fighting for its constitutional rights during a pandemic. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
During the coronavirus pandemic, churches have had to be creative, finding new and different ways to have their services. From online experiences to drive-in church services, the body of Christ has continued to worship Jesus even in the face of persecution from their state governments. Governors' edicts have been infringing on their First Amendment rights and the Free Exercise Clause, but the church isn't giving up its rights without a fight. In the state of Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear has been extra hard on churches trying to exercise the right to assembly. Pastors and churches have been threatened, fined, punished, and even police have been ordered to record license plate numbers of members' cars who were attending a drive-in service. Matt Staver and his Liberty Council have been on the legal front lines helping churches fight for their constitutional rights. Their latest victory is representing Maryville Baptist Church in Louisville, Kentucky, and Pastor Dr. Jack Roberts. Saturday, May 9th, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, in a 3-0 opinion, granted an injunction for parking lot services and then a second injunction for in-person services. In March, the Bluegrass State Governor issued an order prohibiting all religious services. The state police targeted the church on Easter Sunday and posted notices on all the cars in the church lot, even while the people were in their own cars for the drive-in service. The notices told congregants that they were subject to mandatory household quarantines with threats of sanctions for not complying simply for attending their service, while still in their own cars. The court ruled that the church is very likely to succeed on the merits of the First Amendment Free Exercise Clause and the Kentucky Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The Court of Appeals wrote, "Keep in mind that the church and its congregants just want to be treated equally. They do not seek to insulate themselves from the Commonwealth's general public health guidelines. They simply wish to incorporate them into their services." They continued in their ruling, saying, "How can the same person be trusted to comply with social distancing and other health guidelines in secular settings, but not trusted to do the same in religious settings? The distinction defies explanation, or at least the governor has not provided one." The Sixth Circuit Court wrote, "How are in-person meetings with social distancing any different from in-person church services with social distancing? Permitting one but not the other hardly counts as no more than necessary lawmaking." The court continued posing questions like, "Why is it safe to wait in a car for a liquor store to open, but dangerous to wait in a car to hear morning prayers?" Liberty Counsel's Matt Staver said that two injunctions in 2 days sends a loud message that Governor Andy Beshear may no longer discriminate against churches for religious gatherings, whether those gatherings be in person or in parking lot. At a minimum, the First Amendment requires that government cannot single out religious worship and churches for disfavored treatment. The Constitution does not have a pause button during a crisis, and it will not sleep through a pandemic. These self-evident rights have been given by God, and it is the government's duty to recognize and protect them. But when society doesn't believe in God or the rights that he has given, society will try to take them away. This is a great step in the direction of righting wrongs done to religious liberty. Let's continue to trust God through this pandemic, but be ready to stand up for Jesus' church when under attack. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every day. This is John. God bless you.